Friday again on Culture File, and that means it's the moment when we switch from create to consume as we ask one of our Culture File guests to tell us about some of their favourites in watching, reading, listening, tasting and smelling. And this time it's the turn of historian Malcolm Harris to share with us his Culture File likes.
I'm Malcolm Harris. I'm the author of Palo Alto, A History of California, Capitalism and the World.
Hey everyone.
So one film I would recommend recently is How to Blow Up a Pipeline.
Welcome back to Boom Talk. Today, teaching myself to make a homemade blasting cap.
And it's an adaptation of the Andreas Malm book turned into a thriller that people should definitely check out. It's about a group of young people in the United States who get it in their head to, as the title says, blow up an oil pipeline.
This project.
What kind of project?
One book that just came out that I'm very excited to read is called Red Internationalism by Salar Mohandisi, and it's about the international currents of the 60s and 70s that provided a worldwide basis for left-wing thought. One podcast I would recommend is called Death Panel. Death Panel is a look at the world health system and healthcare in general based in the United States, but I think applicable around the world. From a radical left-wing perspective. Right now I've been listening to DJ Paul C. Barr's radio show called Way Back Home. More than a hammer nail. It takes more than a hammer nail to make a house a home. It's broadcast out of Wisconsin every week, and it's just a really excellent selection of soul, R&B, blues, music from around the world. To make a house a home. It takes a firm foundation built on faith and love. So Google Way Back Home and Paul C. Barr, C-E-B-A-R, for that program. I listen to it every week. What a friend is for, with an open heart and an open door. Try Jesse Winchester's It Takes More Than a Hammer and Nails to Make a House a Home. Knows up from down, east from west. It takes more than a hammer, more than a hammer. Food or drink, the foraging opportunities here in Washington, D.C. leave something to be desired. Lately, I've been really into broiling fish collars. If you go to your neighborhood fishmonger, you can probably get fish collars for really cheap, just assorted fish collars. Broil them for 7 or 8 minutes on high, and they're excellent. My only scent is a rose-based soap from a neighborhood soap maker called Honey Bunny, and I love it. I swear by this particular bar of soap. I don't know if they deliver internationally, but that you can try. It takes
the likes of Malcolm Harris there. And if you haven't yet had a chance to listen to our special edition of the program with Malcolm on the long history of Palo Alto, then check out the Culture File page on the Lyric site or places like Apple Podcast or Spotify. Coming up tomorrow on the Culture File Weekly, Jennifer Walsh on why AI might usefully be pronounced AI, composer Dave Flynn on how the sounds of the tui and the kakapo found their way into his new music, and why it's a good idea to let computers read novels for us, at least some of the time. That's the Culture File Weekly, tomorrow 6:30 p.m. on the airwaves, and right now in your podcast feed.